L'chavad harav, I listened to your shir on the Gid HaNoshe for Parshas Vayishlach 57:64, where you mentioned that the menachar has to break the thigh bone in order to extract part of the Gid. I was thinking, how would we remove the Gid with a Korban Pesach, being that one of the requirements is not to break any of the bones of the Korban? Mordechai Bendin from Malei Adumin. If you look at the Rambam in Perek Yud from Hilchus Korban Pesach, Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam is of the opinion that the Korban Pesach is roasted whole in with the Gid HaNoshe, and while you're eating it, you take the Gid HaNoshe out without breaking any bones, and it's not treated as you would normally to break the bones to take out the Gid HaNoshe. The Ravid says that you have to take the Gid HaNoshe out before you roast the Korban Pesach. But in any case, the Halacha takes in consideration this inyan and specifically says that in the Korban Pesach, the Gid HaNoshe is removed differently.